In the name of the triune God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we shall pause for a moment before God's word, which is recorded from the fourth chapter of John, verses, a lengthy word of God, and the words are heard in Jesus' name. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the piece of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was also there, and Jesus, tired out by the journey, sat down by the well. It was about 12 noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Please give me a drink," for his disciples had gone off into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask for drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews do not have nothing to do with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who is saying to you, 'Please give me a drink,' you would have been the one to ask him, that he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you don't have a bucket, and the well is deep. Where are you going to get this living water? You're not greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it along with his sons and the flocks, are you?" Jesus answered her, "Everyone who drinks this water will become thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water that I give him will never become thirsty again, and the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." He said to her, "Go and call your husband and come back here." The woman answered him, "I don't have a husband." Jesus said to her, "You are quite right in saying, 'I don't have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the man you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews say that the place where people should worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you Samaritans will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You don't know what you're worshiping. We know what we're worshiping, for salvation comes from the Jews. Yet the hour is coming, and it is here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. Indeed, the Father is looking for people like that to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." Amen. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, here at Re Servi, and those who are on your way home, and there at home, before the summer service radio, we are now at that moment that the Opisto service here at Re Servi are concluding these final words, the moment of the final words. At this moment, my mind is filled with thankfulness of this, that we have been able to gather here together, that experience how the Heavenly Father has abundantly blessed these services. On behalf of the organizers, I wish to thank you all those forms or people who have made these services possible and partaken and supported us in the preparing of these services and during these services. We thank the officials of the good united work and the comfort and destruction we have received when we have arranged such a great gathering. All those who we have made work with, the town of Reisjärvi and the congregation of Reisjärvi, and also the people who have rented us land, we wish to thank them. This such a big occasion at Reisjärvi has caused many kinds of disturbances and sorrow, perhaps to you people who live nearby. We wish to thank you for your understanding and your long suffering. This is your hometown or village, and we have been here as visitors. We hope that a good sense has been left with you, and this good work can continue in the coming years. The staff of the Opisto and the board has been an immeasurable help and support in many temporal matters and issues which we have come across during this time. You have served us well, and we have received answers and support to those questions that we have asked and problems that have come to us. And at this moment, it touches one, the binding of all those who have been asked to lead or to do the work, and the work that you have led. One good picture is this comment which I have heard from many of the bosses of the organization, that I don't know who this matter belongs to, but we have taken care of it. It relates to us this, that this voluntary organization, and that these people have taken responsibility and been bound themselves to this work. This year, as we heard in the opening services, these our wives have partaken in the arranging of these services, Hape, Vesi, Iisalmi, Kuopio, and the surrounding area, Leppävirta, Pattijoki, Pielisjärvi, Puolanka, Rahe, Rantsi, La Saloni, and Varkaus. We thank these people in these Zions for that support and help that you have given us when we have prepared for these services. I wish to thank all of you who have done your work and taken a work turn at these services. A little while ago, we had concerns how these work forces shall be filled. Remarkable things happened, and all the work turns are filled, and all the planned work turns have been done. And I thank everyone of you who have partaken in this. And also, I wish to thank you, spouses and families of this, that you have made it possible that your spouse has been able to go to work under this voluntary work, or under those innumerable meetings and planning meetings that we have had. In arranging these services, we thank all the service guests. It has in some way already a Thursday when people have truly heard our call for services, and when campers and cars began to come and fill the area. It was a remarkable moment, a joyous feeling. We were filled by this joyous feeling that when we received these guests, and guests came in such abundance that most all the areas were filled. The greatest gift of these for the services that we have been able to pause before God's word and meet good old friends, family, and above all, belongs to the. It says in the Psalms, if the Lord does not build a house, in vain are those who build the house. If God does not protect the city, it is in vain that the guards protect it. We have trusted in the blessing of God, that we have experienced that God has abundantly blessed our services. I have thought during the past summer that why do we arrange such large service happenings? We have many services in our home Zion. But then during the summer, we have these bigger services, summer services, and these three opistos have their services. This has come to mind, the words of Jesus to John when John was in prison. It said that he doubted, perhaps not in the Bible, of this doubting, but he asked that he sent his disciples, asking Jesus that, are you who was to come, or shall we wait for another? And the answer of Jesus came to mind when Jesus answered in this way, that relate unto John that what you hear and you see, that the blind shall receive their sight, the lame will walk, the lepers will be cleansed, the deaf shall hear, the dead shall be awakened from, and unto the poor shall be proclaimed the joyous gospel. When we have arranged or done these arrangings, there are many practical matters and technical questions, but nevertheless, the base thought has been this, and attempted to remember that what is the most important thing at these services, this, that the Word of God can and could encourage us, refresh our faith, us who have received, come unto the flock of the children of God, and we who have received the greatest name possible on earth, the name of a child of God, that we need these services. And also this, that the Heavenly Father could call such a person who has lost this gift of faith through sin and other faults. For this reason, we arrange services, as we heard through our dear brother, that Jesus sent his own to proclaim the gospel, the gospel, that joyous message of the Lord Jesus Christ. This message we have wished to proclaim and have heard proclaimed. My own experience at the yesterday's communion, we came onto the last tables with my wife. We came to communion, and they sang songs of Psalm 188, the last verse, which was heard in this way. The mountain's light shines, and the shore is in sight. I am free of sin, and I am free. And we thank the Lord Jesus, and I am free of my sin. The gospel promises so much that one can be free. One does not have to carry a burden. And we, children of God, are not carrier or bearers of burdens. The burdens come to us, but we can set down these burdens and believe sins forgiven and rejoice of this gift of faith. This lengthy text of ours related of the happening or the meeting that Jesus had on his journey. We will not begin to go at verse by verse, but if the Heavenly Father would allow a few thoughts of this, of what I have thought and what the Heavenly Father wishes to open from it. It began that he had to travel through a town of Samaria. He was going from Judea to Galilee, and as it came evident of this text, the Samaritans and the Jews were not in good, they despised each other, and they did not have nothing to do with each other. But this caused me to stop when it says that he had to go travel through Samaria. Most commonly, the Jews did not go through Samaria, but they went around Samaria when they traveled. It sometimes feels that when one hears happy news, when someone has received the grace of repentance, like in the mission work areas where countries where we can do the work of God's kingdom, is God's work such that it's like a haphazard that from God would call from here and there children into his kingdom? But this encouraged me when he says that he had to go through Samaria. That there was this one woman why Jesus went through there. And when we read this text further and how the other Samaritans believed, speaks here of this water, of the water which Jesus speaks of the whole time. It is the water of the gospel which heals a people from their sin wounds, where Jesus speaks in John when he was in the gathering or the meeting of the tabernacle, when on the great festival day, the end of the day, and he called with a loud voice that if someone is thirsty, come unto me and drink. And who believes upon me, from within him shall flow the waters of fountains of living water, as it is written. This living water which Jesus offered unto this woman and who believed. We can ask for this or dip for this ourselves. And even at this moment, at these last words, and when you listen, you can hear this good message of the gospel. You can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Be comforted and blessed. This lengthy discussion which this woman held, this woman, she spoke of this temporal water, and she did not understand this Jesus' words when Jesus spoke of the living water. It is difficult for us to understand the temporal meaning of the water. Here in Finland, we have clear water, clean water, this living foundation water. There in Israel, there is a need for water, and this spring water is very precious, and this Jacob's well where this meeting happened, there was a place where they found this spring water. And as this discussion goes forward, this woman asks of Jesus for this water, that Jesus says that if who drinks the water that I give, that you shall not thirst. And perhaps this woman thought that now, as she said, that I do not have to come to gather water. But then Jesus makes a remarkable question, or surprising question, or says to this woman, that go and get your husband. And from this, there comes a discussion which comes forth that man that this woman lives with is not her husband, and she has already had five husbands before that, or men. And this woman must verify that, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet." They continue the discussion of prayer. But then in the end of the text, this woman says that I know that the Messiah is coming, which means Christ, when he comes, and he will tell us everything. And this woman believed in this way and knew. And these Samaritans also knew and believed, and they also awaited for the Messiah. And Jesus answered her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." This "I am," it is familiar to us from the Old Testament, when God spoke to Moses and asked him to go and guide the Israeli nation out of Egypt, out of bondage. And Moses denied, or said he will not go. That "whose name should I tell them sent me?" Moses asked God. God answered him and said that "I am," and "tell them that I am sent you to guide you onto the promised land." In this way, Jesus also told this woman that "I am this Jesus Christ, that who will tell you everything." I would think in this way, that at this moment, God is in our midst through his Spirit. You can hear, dear listener, that "I am" speaks unto you And what does God speak to you? God speaks good unto you. You can believe. You need not doubt. You need not carry burdens, neither be an unbeliever, but be a believer. You can believe all your sins, doubts, and burdens, and unbelief also forgiven. I thought that what is that most central message in the proclamation of the gospel which Jesus proclaimed? We have learned that the Holy Spirit, God, the Spirit's work continues in the midst of God's children in God's kingdom. Is it not this, that the kingdom of God has come nigh, and believe the gospel? Repent and believe the gospel, and for it is possible for everyone to believe, a possibility to make repentance, to humble. It has been said here many times that go through the straight gate. Why the straight gate? That this narrow way brings to life, but this wide way brings away from God and separates us from God. For this reason, even now, it is the possibility to make repentance and believe the gospel. And you, brother and sister, you can also believe, all your sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. Here at Tres Arvi, and there who are listening to the automated systems. Here, our motto is quite comforting. He shall spread his wings over me, and you are safe beneath them. The child of God's life is a comforting and trusting life. We can be carried by these everlasting hands and be protected by these everlasting wings here in this God, in God's kingdom. This is a place of refuge for us. Here we are cared for, and here it is. The good message is proclaimed to us. I think that in this moment, when we conclude these services, that also the service, summer service radio shall soon end for this summer. Many have probably heard, no doubt, this channel. Many have awaited that the service radio shall begin, and that one has listened to it many for long, and there are good programs, and above all the services, we have been able to listen to them. As we heard through our dear brother, that are there in our home Zion, shall begin the fall time in our time of work when we gather. Also, many are those who are not able to go and partake and not able to go to services. You can also be in comforting mind that the Heavenly Father knows us, knows what we need, and the Heavenly Father will not leave His own children unto their own self. God will, as if, take us by the hand and lead us so that we would remain in this kingdom as His children. And also, the Heavenly Father has a desire to call those who yet are not believing, those dear and near ones to us, whom we oftentimes remember and pray to the Heavenly Father that you would give them a conscience over sin, and that you would take hold of such a child or dear one who have lost their faith. It is, do not cease from praying, and do not let go of this hope, for all things are possible with God. As Jesus taught, for this repentance is impossible for God, for man, but unto God all things are possible. And unto this we can remain trusting. And now when we conclude these services, we can leave ourselves and all our dear ones unto the care of our Heavenly Father. He has promised to take care of us. He is trustworthy. He is holy. And He certainly shall take care of us until the end of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us join into united thanksgiving prayer. Holy and righteous God, our Heavenly Father, we wish to thank You for these opistos services, this that You have blessed and protected us here. And we pray that this spoken and heard word could yet continue to be heard, and that would be feeding and also calling those who are not partakers into Your kingdom. And dear Heavenly Father, we ask that You would bless this opisto, its staff and the boards and the students that who will soon arrive here, and all the courses and all that work which is done here at this opisto, that You would bless it. Dear Heavenly Father, we yet ask for this blessing and care for ourselves and our dear ones when we leave to our homes. We ask that You would bless our journey home, that You would protect us so that we can safely reach our home. And also, we pray that You would protect this work, tear down work that all would happen according to Thy will, and we trust in You, and we leave ourselves and all. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. I yet wish to ask it to have the Do I have the promise to believe my own sins forgiven? I wish to believe in this way.